Okay.
How's that diet going?
It's going real well. Yeah, you can feel it. Yeah, you can tell a huge difference. I feel like you can move a lot. I can move a lot better. And, you know, my wind, I feel like I have a lot more energy out there. So you can tell even just changing a couple pounds in the muscle, it's been good.
How many pounds?
So I'm probably about at the same weight I was, anywhere between 305 to 310, but I think my body fat's down a lot. So it has made a real difference. And if you can feel it out here in OTAs, I'm sure, you know, I keep it up during training camp even better.
At this point in your career, how much of this is about maintaining your peak physical condition as opposed to, like, learning new assignments and doing all that stuff?
Right. I mean, that's a huge challenge, you know what I mean, because your body wants to start to go down. So it's always a fight about keeping yourself healthy, keeping yourself strong and fast and all those things. You're right, because you got the technique stuff down. Obviously, you're going to continue to learn, but you know, you got that stuff pretty much down by now. So now it's about, you know, keeping your body in shape.
Is this stuff different that you guys are seeing this year as opposed to what you were getting last year?
As far as
you know, the defense and schemes and things like that, or is it just familiarizing yourself at this point?
You know, Bob puts in he'll always throw in a wrinkle here or there, but I think for the most part, it's been about the same kind of stuff we're doing last year, which is good. It gives everybody a chance to kind of, we say, get your master's degree in it. You know what I mean? Now you can play a step faster, and you can really learn the you know, minute details of the defense.
What have you thought about D4? How's he looked out there?
Great. I mean, you can see his ability to get off, get off on the ball makes me a little jealous. You know what I mean? I mean, he can fly off that rock, and already picking up the defense again, which is difficult because there's a lot to it. But a smart player, and you know, you can tell he loves football, which is a great thing. Yeah, no question. It does help when a lot of the starters and the older guys have, you know, been around the defense now for a year. It's easier for us to kind of relay that to the younger guys and teach the younger guys, because we're not trying to pick it up ourselves. So it does have a ripple effect to the second and third groups.
Can you tell, is this a defense that's going to have a swagger? I mean, technically on paper, there could be three pass rushers on the field at one time. I mean, you guys do a lot of different things.
I mean, that's definitely what we're going for, and you're right. We got the guys to do it. You know, we want to be the defense that nobody wants to play against. So that's our goal. We got to continue to build that mentality and that culture, and that's a big that's a big emphasis always in training camp.
That's when it starts, that attitude in training camp?
Well, it starts now, but once you get the pads on, you can really start letting it rip. That's when you really start to see it flourish.
Mike, when you're a professional man, how do you strike that balance between self-preservation and also willingly mentoring young guys? And how do you strike that balance?
It's funny, because when I first got in the league, there were a lot of older guys, and they took me right under their wing and helped me out. So I'm taking that same approach. I'm going to continue to help guys out and do the best to mentor them, because I can handle what I can do on the field. You know what I mean? Helping somebody else out or not isn't going to, you know, make or break that. So I'm always going to try to mentor and help guys out.
How much growth have you seen in Capitano over the last year?
Oh, my goodness, it's unbelievable. I mean, the jump that he's made from last year to this year, usually you see a guy put on 15, 20 pounds, they slow down a bit. That's not the case. I mean, he's more explosive and faster than ever. So Mike's going to be a dangerous weapon, and I'm glad we have him on our side.
Mike, along those lines, is it a matter of self-security? Are there insecure types, those who would be less reluctant to help the younger guys?
I mean, I'm sure you see that, you know, at some places, but I feel like it's never happened. I've never seen it really happen in the teams that I've been with. I don't know what kind of benefit you get from that. I think you always want to try to reach out and help guys out.
With Catapano, you can kind of relate a little bit, kind of making you had to make that.
Because we're Italian, is that what it is?
That, and, you know, the 1AA, whatever it's called now, but,
right.
But making that switch, and, you know, him going from Ivy League to here, I guess you could kind of really.
Sometimes we ask him, like, what were you thinking? You could have made this money with your brain. You're out here killing yourself. But, yeah, I mean, he's made the jump, and he made it a lot faster than I did. Like I saw with Dontari last year, you know, you just see something in these guys that's going to, you know, there's something special there, and I see that with Mike now.
We mentioned the locker room chemistry a little bit. How does this locker room, now that you've been around it for a while, how does it compare to some of the other locker rooms you've been a part of?
You know, I was so impressed with it last year, coming off a 2-14 year, to come in here and see how close guys were. You see something like that, and you come in here and expect it to be shattered. But when I got here for OT days last year, guys were so close. I mean, this is a great locker room, the best I've been around. And that really plays a huge that's a huge asset during the season when you have so many highs and so many lows. That foundation of us as a family is really important.
Is it the players or is it the coaches that create that environment?
I really think it's both. I think the coaches bring a culture and a philosophy, and the players buy into it. But I think in that locker room, it's about relationships, not just on the field but off the field as well.